Hugh Yeagers from the Thames Valley branch of Rail Futures. Morning again, Hugh.
Good morning, David.
Should it be upgraded?
There are four choices to Network Rail. They can leave as it is, they can convert it to full barriers, they can replace it with a bridge, or they could close it.
What should they do then?
It's a difficult choice because if they convert to full barriers, it will be closed six times as long. You can close a half barrier crossing for a train for 30 seconds, but a full barrier crossing, each time a train comes, it has to be closed for 3 minutes.
But a short delay, if it means that a life will be saved, possibly.
If you add it up, 3 minutes for each train means that it would be closed for half of every hour from about 7 o'clock in the morning till at least 7 o'clock in the evening. So users would find it safer, but much more inconvenient. Plus, within the next 3 years, Network Rail will re-signal the line to run twice as many trains per hour between Oxford and Banbury. So you could end up with that crossing being as open for as little as 10 or 15 minutes every hour. In total.
What do you think they should do?
If the money were available, the bridge would be the way to do it because it's fail-safe. There are no operating costs. It just sits there, whereas a level crossing has running costs. But a bridge is much more expensive. So if they don't have the money and it continues to have a bad safety score, there is a danger that Network Rail could close the crossing altogether.
Well, Network Rail has undergone this whole process, haven't they, of improving and closing level crossings across the country.
Hundreds of them.
It's expensive, they tell us, but is it right that this needs to be re-evaluated, doesn't it? It is only a matter of time before I'm sitting here and reporting on another tragic death or injury.
Possible because every level crossing, even a full barrier crossing, carries a risk, although it's a smaller risk than a half barrier level crossing. At half barrier level crossings, people can take foolish risks because there is a gap. At full barrier level crossings, there are detectors, either closed circuit television or radar, plus something called LIDAR, which is a laser detection system. But those are not perfect either. They've got radar and LIDAR in East Anglia, and sometimes the LIDAR gets false readings and detects things that aren't there and it malfunctions, and there have been complaints at least one location in Norfolk that it can be unreliable. So it's not the perfect solution.
There doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency either from Network Rail or from Parish Council, although they told me earlier, as you heard, that they will be arranging a meeting, but no real urgency to do something about it.
Network Rail is concerned, but in Britain generally we have a pretty good safety record at level crossings, better than most countries in Europe. An average of only one person a year is killed.
That's
at
one
a level
too many,
crossing.
Though, isn't it?
I agree, but it's horrible to say this, but with Network Rail being £30 billion in debt and paying £1.5 billion a year in interest on that debt, it has to be careful on the costs versus the benefits of the safety systems that it pays for.
All right, Hugh, thank you very much. Hugh Yeager from Thames Valley branch of Rail Futures.